So you are all experiencing the cauldron that is the world now. And we are very sorry that you have to work through this kind of energy to get to the place where we are all going, which we want to reassure you is a much better place. And what is going on now is what happens before explosions, before things are torn apart, before all of that. And it is an unpleasant time. The challenge in this kind of time is to stay out of fear. And as we are looking around the world, we see that is being a very big challenge for many people. You bring up what is happening and what is a fact, what is a thing, and it feels like it has the power. That it has the power to see how the final script is written, and it does not have that power. We cannot emphasize that enough, that when you respond to what you are saying, although we understand why, with fear, then you are moving in the wrong direction. If you were looking at, let us say you were looking at someone trying to do a jigsaw puzzle, and you look at it and they have the corner in the wrong place, and you look at it and you go, how can this possibly ever work? But of course it does, because there is a persistence about it that allows you to continue to make the pattern, continue to fill in the sky and the mountains, to continue to fill it in. And your world is like that as well. We are not saying that nothing bad happens. Obviously, you have come from a time when something very bad happened. But the important thing is that there are already many, many people putting the jigsaw back together. And what a beautiful thing that is, that it is in the human nature to repair, to bring things back to where they need to be in order for the world and your life to go on. So when avoidance, we still recommend that, but not fearful avoidance. You are going to hear bad things no matter where you are. When you do, do not take them as the final product. It is a place in the jigsaw puzzle that is in the wrong place. It will have to be reworked, redone, in order to get you back where you belong. So we are giving you that advice and that assurance that the picture will come together in the way that it should be. That is what we can offer you now. But we cannot offer you that nothing bad is happening, but we can offer you the wisdom of not allowing yourself to be afraid. There are levels in which you take on information, and we want you to think about that for a while. When you talk to someone who is out of control in their life, that they say many things, they do many things, but their lives will have to come back into control in order to continue, or they will end their lives, and that is what that is. So you must think of it that way. I hear all this, I see what they are doing, I see the damage, but I am not investing in the damage. I am backing away from it and saying, there is a larger picture here that I cannot see at this time. And that picture is going to be completed in the way that it should. And that is why I am not going to sacrifice my nervous system to a jigsaw puzzle that has gone amok. And we know this is difficult, but we do want you to remember it. And now we would like to talk to you about something that you need to understand, and that is that you are working on a double level with your emotional system, with your nervous system, a double level. And it is like this. It is that on this top level, there is where you are going, how you are creating, what you are doing. That is the one foot in front of the other. On this bottom level is the emotional turmoil and upset. And both of these are happening at the same time. Now, on a very bad day, the emotional level underneath will overtake the top level, which is the creative level. And that is not good for you at all. So we are going to give you this knowledge and this exercise to work with. Always acknowledge the upset. We are not going to hide from it. And you can do that in a moment when you hear a bad thing. You can say, that is a bad thing. Upsetting, I am not going to move into it, but I do not like it. And this operates on the emotional level, which is fluid. This is a very fluid level. If you continue your walk, this will move out of sight. And it will move away, as all emotional things do. But the power of this top level is encapsulated in two words. I am. So we don't need this level to be in response to this level. We have acknowledged it, and we are willing for it to move on through. But this level, the I am level, no, that is staying. That is what is important. I am. And so when you are acknowledging this and breathing and allowing it to go through, that is wise. But what you want to say is, I am strong. I am sacred. I am worthy. I am. And you may find those things that this may have shaken, but you must not let it shake the I am level. It is in essence the God level. And the reason for that is when you say I am, you change your body. When you say to your body, I am strong, your whole body will resonate with that. It is like a command. And you will become strong. When you say, I am loving, no matter what this is happening down here, I am loving, you are calling up love in your own body, and your entire body and energy field will respond to that. We would like you to experience this if at all possible. In one moment, I am going to say to you, let us say an I am all together. And that I am is, I am peaceful. And so we are going to, what do you do? You do the counting. We will count to three and then we will say together, I am peaceful. Ready. One, two, three. I am peaceful. Now let that I am take over your body. Let that peace move into every part of your body. As you breathe, as you return to your center, the beauty of this is to understand that the I am is a statement of will, which means You do not have to have an agreement with both levels. It is a statement of will. And when you understand that, then you begin to take your own power back. So we are going to take a few moments and talk about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Breathe in the blue of peace all around you. Invite it into every part of your energy field, your body, your mind. Exhale fear. Bring yourself into your heart center and see the beauty of the place you have created. Feel the comfort and the security that your heart provides you. And look around and see that a path has lightened, illuminated. Move toward that path. Let the path embrace you. Leave the world behind. Step onto the path and allow it to move you upward. And know that the air is full of blessings. Breathe them in. Take in all that is for you. And as you move up, feel that you come to a place of patience. And know that this place allows you to release to the will of the universe, to put together the world, and we wait in patience and in faith. Back to the path again and allow the path to take you upward. And take you to a place of joy. And know that to be joyful in the smallest thing is a form of worship and a form of healing. And let that energy fill you. Now move without effort. Let the path move you upward to the place of the gift and the place where your teacher waits for you. Receive your teacher's blessing, the teacher who walks with you every day. Thank the teacher for being with you. And come back down the path. Feel the blessings in the air and breathe them in. Feel the love and come back to your heart center. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.